Elton Jim Toronto filling in for Dean Richards this morning. And we are talking soda pop here at WGN right now. On the phone line, I have the president of the Sprecher Brewing Company, Jeff Hamilton. Jeff, welcome to the show.
Hi, how are you?
Very good. I am very excited to talk to you, Jeff, because I feel bad. I'm going to be honest with you. You're the president of this company. You've worked there quite a few years. I'm going to be honest. I never heard of Sprecher. Okay?
Really?
Yeah. About a month ago, I went to a restaurant here in Chicago, well-known hamburger place called Kuma's Corner. And on their chalkboard, it said Sprecher Root Beer was one of their specials. And my wife loves root beer. And she said, wow, that sounds good. I mean, if it's on their specials board, it must be good. And then I looked on their menu, and on the bottom it said Sprecher's Soda, and it had a variety of flavors. And one of the flavors on there was grape. And I love grape soda. And so I ordered a grape Sprecher's. The waitress poured it. It looked gorgeous. I took one sip. Sprecher's Gourmet Grape Soda is my favorite soda, bar none.
Wow, that's great. That's
oh, my gosh. In fact, in tribute to you right now, Jeff, I'm going to, there you go.
I heard that.
Just opened one. Just opened one. Going to take a gulp here. You know what's great about Sprecher's? It makes you burp.
Yep.
But I'll tell you, I have to say, I never heard of this. I was just saying, you know, I like grape soda because I remember as a young kid going to birthday parties, and they always had this big selection of really cheap pop that was like cream soda and root beer and grape and cherry. A lot of times they didn't even have a brand name. It was just pop. But I always loved grape, and I said, let me have a grape soda. So tell me about Sprecher. I was happy to see it's made right above us in Wisconsin. But tell me a little about Sprecher, and tell me about how you make this delicious grape soda.
Okay. Well, Sprecher started in 1985, actually. We were the first brewery to open in Wisconsin since Prohibition.
Wow.
So we've been in business now for 37 years.
So you make beer as well, right?
We do.
It sounds as if you made beer first and then you started to make the soda.
Well, that's part of our story, is that back in those days, people didn't have the craft beer they did today. Matter of fact, there wasn't equipment, there weren't bottles, there weren't really anything available to craft brewers. So people actually had to come to the brewery to get, and oftentimes that was the only way they could drink our beer then. So,
and where are you located in Wisconsin? Where are you located in Wisconsin?
Well, at that time we were right downtown Milwaukee, actually.
But, okay.
Now we are in Glendale, about 4 miles north of downtown.
And so, so you started as a brewery, and then you started making the craft. You started with making the craft beer. Now, when did you start making the soda?
Well, that was what I was going to say here. When people came, they bring their kids, and there was nothing for them. So, the founder Randy Sprecher started making root beer for the kids, and actually, it wasn't too long that the root beer was the largest selling product we have.
So, really?
And it still outsells our beer by right now probably at least 5-1.
Wow. The root beer outsells your beer.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it's our best selling product. It's known pretty much nationwide. We're not in every store everywhere by any means, but we are in probably 40 states in some form or fashion with our root beer.
Well, I feel terrible. I'm so ignorant about, but I am not ignorant anymore. I have to tell you, my wife loved the root beer. I went and I got the grape. Then as soon as we went home, we went online. We found out about Sprecher, where to get it. I went to my nearby Menards, and just so you know, when I went there, it was like I found the Holy Grail. There was a whole shelf filled with Sprecher ginger ale and Orange Dream, which tastes like a dreamsicle, and grape and ginger ale and everything. And I grabbed my stair right now, my basement stairs, from the bottom to the top, on the side by the railing, are all filled with different flavors of Sprecher.
That's just awesome.
Oh,
I'll tell you, one of the things that makes it special is that because we are a brewery, all of that soda is actually brewed. It's brewed in the same brew kettles that our beer is brewed in.
Oh,
very unique. And what that means, or why it's different, is that we take Wisconsin honey and we put all of our flavorings and everything into that brew kettle, which is gas-fired, and we basically change the chemistry by caramelizing that honey and mixing it with all those flavors. So by that process, we are able to make very unique flavors with all of our sodas. So root beer and all the rest of them follow that very same process.
Well, I have to tell you, that is the thing. This and once again, now, Jeff, I never spoke to you before. I'm not getting any kind of paid endorsement here. This is just my own passion for Sprecher's grape as well as some of the other flavors, but certainly the grape is my favorite. You seem to, not only does it have a very smooth and creamy taste, but according to the labels, you also use honey in all of, in most of your flavors, right?
Yep. All of them use Wisconsin honey, and like I was saying before, that gets caramelized in the brew kettle, and that is what gives it the unique flavor. So that honey actually gets melted, it gets cooked in, or if you're familiar with cooking, it's almost like making a reduction.
Yeah.
So that's kind of what happens with the honey. And in the case of the grape, what also gives it that great flavor is that there's real Concord grape juice in there.
Oh, yeah. Well, I had to laugh. So as you know, they brought the they brought the Sprecher's gourmet grape to my table, they poured it, you know, and gave me the bottle. And so I was looking at this bottle like I was like a kid at Christmas time. I'm trying to find out where is Sprecher's, what is Sprecher's, and what I loved is right at the top label, it says here, our gourmet grape soda is nothing like you have ever had before. Sipping this yummy purple concoction will remind you of bubbly summer days. Fire brewed to delicious perfection, this blend of Concord grape juice and raw Wisconsin honey will have you swinging from the rafters with pure enjoyment. And I have to say, that's not hyperbole, okay? This stuff is really, really different tasting, refreshing, and I can't get enough of it. In fact, what's great about it, you know, it has the twist off top. Sometimes I'll just walk by the refrigerator, take a quick sip. I don't even need to drink the whole bottle at one time.
Yeah, but I'm pretty good at refilling those too. Because
yeah,
the same thing.
Yeah, I mean, because it's a nice serving. I mean, it's 16 ounces, but a nice brown bottle. Why the purple gorilla on the cover of the Sprecher grape?
Well, every animal, every one of our sodas has some sort of an animal on it. So that just happened to be the animal that we had actually, I think that one got picked by our customers that go through our brewery. We just had people suggest new animals. So I think that's really why that one is there. If you look, our the root beer has a little griffin. That's our corporate logo. So it's actually a kind of a playful griffin. And then the cream soda has a honeybee. The orange dream has a cow. The ginger ale has a penguin.
That's what I love about it. You guys also have a nice sense of humor too, which is really cool about it.
Cherry Cola's got a bear. And we actually have a new brand new soda just out. It's Door County Cherry Soda.
Ooh.
And it's really quite good. We just bottled it the week before last.
Wow.
And it's right now out in the stores as a celebration to Discover Wisconsin, one of the local travel shows here in the state. It's their 30th anniversary, so we have it out as a tribute to that. And then its animal will be a badger after this tribute edition is done.
Okay.
So we always have a little animal on all of them, and it's just kind of fun. And
now, can I also go to a tour of the Sprecher Brewery? Is that correct?
Yes, you can. We'd love to have you. Come on up. I'll show you around myself.
So people can go there. It's in Glendale, Wisconsin.
It is. It's right off of I-43. So actually, we get a lot of people from Chicago coming either through there on their travels to northern Wisconsin or Door County, or when people are going perhaps to Lambeau Field to a game. We also get a lot of Cubs fans whenever the Brewers and Cubs are playing. So a lot of people come over to the brewery, fill growlers, bring their kids, have soda and beer. So it's kind of fun. We get a lot of people from Chicago who like to come.
Nice.
It's right off the freeway, easy on, easy off if you are passing through. So it's a great experience and we are family friendly. So kids get all the soda they can drink if mom and dad let them.
And also there's a Sprecher restaurant, is that correct, in Lake Geneva?
There are actually five. Those are not affiliated with us.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Company, but they do use all of our products, and they license our name for soda.
So where can I get, in the Chicago area, I can get them at Menards. Where else can I get Sprecher?
Benny's.
Oh, okay.
Another good one.
All right, excellent.
Actually, all of the jewel stores carry the whole line of Sprecher sodas as well.
Oh, excellent. Well, let me tell you, Jeff Hamilton, you've created a great product, and I'm not a big pop drinker per se. I never was, but your Sprecher Grape Gourmet is now one of my three favorite summer drinks.
Well, we appreciate that.
So thank you so much for coming on and taking time on a Sunday, and once again, a great job. It's a really unique and a great, as I said, a great little thing for the summer to quench your thirst. And so get out there. If you haven't seen it, like I said, I went to Menards and picked up the little four-pack of Sprecher, Sprecher. Jeff Hamilton, president of Sprecher, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you, and look forward to seeing you up at the brewery.
Yes, I will definitely get up there because I can only imagine. I mean, I might jump in one of your vats.
Okay. Yeah. Sounds okay.
All right.
We are kind of like swimming pools, so okay.
There you go. Take care, Jeff. Thanks a lot. That was Jeff Hamilton, the president of Sprecher Brewery, one of my new favorite beverages, Sprecher Grape Soda.